Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
So a real bright spot in that 7-4 loss to the Orioles yesterday, Jose Miranda. We had a chance to talk to him in the clubhouse last week, and it was so great to see him back up with the big league ball club. And he's having a huge impact, doing very well right now for the Twins. Joining us now for our Twins First Pitch segment on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Chris Atterbury. He's joining us from Baltimore. Good morning, Chris. Yeah, let's talk about some of the positives here. Jose Miranda doing really well.
Yeah, nice night for Jose. He got a hold of that one. It's funny because they moved the walls back at Camden Yards a couple of years ago. So that home run lands in the fourth row, and he hit it 411 feet. So it's a ball that would be buried in a second deck in a lot of places. But three hits last night. I want to say it was like his 11th three-hit game. Really quality plate appearances. And nice job by Jose. And he also played a very good third base last night.
And Ryan Jeffers, too. Real impact.
Yeah, and I think Ryan, no surprise, right? I think Danny even said it in spring training. He thinks Ryan Jeffers will be a member of the All-Star team this year. And he got off to a really slow start. He was topping everything, little infield ground balls. And through the first road trip, his average exit velo was like 78 miles an hour. And he made a few adjustments. Ryan is unfailingly confident, and he's really smacking balls now. He's making adjustments within his at-bats. And I think he is as advertised. And the key is, right now, especially the guys like Miranda who are being called upon with some other players out, you just got to hold the line. Don't get buried here with no Carlos and no Royce and no Duran and so on and so forth. You got to just hold the line to get your full contingent of players back, and it's going to be very critical that they are able to do that here for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Chris, it's interesting here. So this morning, I'm looking at the Star Tribune, and they had a story, Phil Miller wrote it, and it was online, that said that Wallner was being sent to the Saints and Larnach was being activated again with the ball club, and now they have removed that story. Have you heard anything about Wallner being moved down to the Saints?
You know, a lot of the times when moves happen, there's a timing element to it, and sometimes you can infer that something's going to happen, but it's not official because all the parties haven't been contacted and connected with. And that's something that Rocco and all of our organization is very, very keen on, is making sure that before anything is public or any moves are official, that those conversations have been had with all the various parties involved. And so I don't know if it's a timing issue or not. I don't know specifically that has happened. It wouldn't surprise me if that happened, if Matty was going to go get a little bit of a reset. Obviously, he's fighting it. Last night, he came off the bench. He swung through a middle fastball that he would typically crush. And he's fighting it. It's really been difficult. He has two hits. And one was off of a position player. And he's got a ton of strikeouts. So it wouldn't surprise me if he was going to go just kind of tune up in a slightly lower pressure atmosphere now that Trevor is healthy. But I don't know anything specifically about the finality of that. I learned a long time ago that instead of guessing, I just wait till they hand me the new roster and tell me who's on the team, and then I'll worry about it.
I suppose. But I do want to let listeners know that it was in the Star Tribune, Phil Miller's story, that said that Matt Wallner was being sent to the Saints, and now it's been taken.
Thing. I read the same thing this week.
Okay. Because it's been taken off their website. It says Page no longer found. So obviously there was some sort of timing issue with that. Louis Varland.
Well, I'm sitting here, and I don't see Trevor Larnach next to me. He hasn't walked by.
So okay.
Anyone's wondering.
Okay.
He's not strolling the Inner Harbor.
Okay. Okay. And Louis Varland, that was just tough to see how much he struggled yesterday. And you wonder, so now is he moving to the Saints, to the bullpen? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, Paul and I talked about it during the broadcast, and I had just finished breakfast with Glenn Perkins and Corey Provis, and we were having the same discussions, and they had the same talks on television. It's that two-strike pitch. And Rocco said as much in his post-game conversations. And Louis, you know, it's not news to Louis. He get 0-2, and he just didn't have that pitch to put guys away. It was cutter, cutter, third cutter is a base hit. He gave up a bunch of two-strike hits. He finally went late in the game to an 0-2 curveball and got a big strike out of Couser. But everything's hard, from his changeup to his cutter to his slider to his fastball. Like, everything is like 88 and up, and there's just nothing that slows that ball down that changes the velo in a meaningful way. And that's always been the case with Louis. Now, on the bright side, you know, his velo stayed through five innings. He was throwing 97 in the fifth. And his average fastball velo, that's not an issue. But his fastball is getting crushed, in large part because they don't have to get off the fastball for anything in a different zone as far as the velocity is concerned. It is a great reliever profile. But the Twins obviously need starters too. Louis wants to start. He's got pitches, but that's the one thing that hitters are telling us, and that is evident, is that there's not that one pitch with two strikes that he can go to that's a wipeout pitch that he's throwing off the plate to get a chase. Doesn't get a lot of chase with his stuff. The stuff is live. It's good. Louis works really hard at it. He's a tremendous competitor, but that's really the issue right now. So I don't know that the Twins are in a luxurious enough spot where they can just work on, you know, Louis as some sort of a project. I don't know that AAA is what he needs. And the role is always going to be a question, starter versus reliever. But, look, you've got to cover a lot of innings in a major league season, and he's better equipped to do that than a lot of guys. I know Sim had a really good start in Detroit. Is he an option? And Louis bolsters your bullpen. I mean, I don't know if you want to pull the shoot that early on a guy with so much talent, but – there's guys who make a lot more money and are a lot smarter making those decisions. And I know it's a constant conversation that those pitching guys are having. I look at the successes that our pitching room, as they call it, has had in terms of developing guys and making them better, even making Louis better since they drafted him. So I have a lot of confidence that they'll figure out the right path for Louis Varland. He's still throwing hard. He still has nasty stuff. He's just missing that one little element at this point, and hitters know it. And as the saying goes, hitters will tell you what you don't have. And right now, hitters are doing that by pounding two-strike pitches and hitting a really good fastball.
Okay. Well, we'll be listening today. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock right here on CCR Radio. Thanks, Chris. We appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.
Chris Atterbury, live from Baltimore for our Twins First Pitch segment.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.